long passage. Thank you for reading it all together.
这是一个很长的信息，但是感谢大家能够读它。
As you can see on the screen, the title for this chapter of Daniel is Mission Impossible.
像您在大屏幕上可以看到的，今天的题目是《碟中谍》，又叫《不可能完成的任务》。
So, have you heard of the movies called Mission Impossible?
你有没有听过电影《碟中谍》呢？
They star a famous actor named Tom Cruise.
他是一个很有名的演员，叫汤姆·克鲁斯演。
And he is given impossible spy missions.
他在中间被安排了各种各样不可能完成的谍报任务。
And he uses his skill and creativity and courage to do the impossible.
他们应用各种各样的技巧、创造力、胆量、勇气和力量来完成这些不可能完成任务。
In Daniel chapter 2, Daniel was also given an impossible mission.
在但以理书第二章中，但以理也被安排了一个不可能完成的任务。
Now, if Tom Cruise was Daniel, he would have no problem solving this.
如果汤姆·克鲁斯是在但以理的情况下，他可能没有什么问题就能解决，没有什么挑战就能解决这个问题。
He would have used fast cars and daring motorcycle stunts.
他会用公路赛车或者摩托车特技。
He would have used powerful weapons and the newest computers.
他会用强力的武器或者是最新的科技。
He would have used his fighting skill and his dashing good looks.
他会用高超的拳击术和他帅气的外表来解决这个问题。
But Daniel could not succeed this way.
但是但以理就没有办法这样完成任务了。
Because motorcycles, guns, and computers were not yet invented.
因为汽车、摩托车和电脑在当时都没有发明出来。
But Daniel did have a secret weapon.
但是但以理确实有他秘密的武器。
A secret weapon is God.
这个秘密武器就是我们的主。
Let's look at the outline for the chapter.
接下来我们看我们的大纲。
So verses 1 to 13, Nebuchadnezzar dreams and demands.
第一节到第十三节，尼布甲尼撒的怪梦和请求。
Verses 14 to 23, Daniel intervenes and intercedes.
十四到二十三节，但以理的干预和介入。
Verses 24 to 45, God interprets and informs.
二十四节到四十五节，主的表述和信息的预备。
And finally, 46 to 49, Nebuchadnezzar praises and promotes.
四十六到四十九节，尼布甲尼撒的赞赏和升职。
So, first of all, a little bit of background information about Nebuchadnezzar.
首先我们来介绍一个基本的背景关于尼布甲尼撒。
He conquered Jerusalem and took captive many of the smartest and most talented young people from Jerusalem to Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒占领了耶路撒冷城。且带走了一批最聪明、最有天赋的年轻人回到巴比伦。
Daniel was one of these young people.
但以理是其中的一位。
Daniel and his friends were then educated and trained by Babylonian instructors.
但以理和他的朋友们都是接受了巴比伦文化教育。
Their goal was to train them to become advisors to the king.
他们的目标是让他们成为国王的国王的哲士。
Not long after that, King had a dream.
在不久以后，国王做了一个怪梦。
And the dream, he knew it was important, but he could not remember it.
他记得这是一个很重要的梦，但是他不记得具体是什么。
Has this ever happened to you when you wake up after having a dream and you think, Oh, that was an interesting dream. Oh, what was it?
是不是也有这样的经历？刚刚做了一个梦，啊，非常有趣，但是一醒来就忘记是什么。
Well, it happens to me all the time, and I thought it was just because I'm stupid and have bad memory.
这个发生在 Peter 身上很多次，但他是觉得可能他总是忘记，然后不太记得要背。
But I read about it, and actually it's very common. Most people forget their dreams. So happy I'm not just stupid as well.
他读了一些书，发现其实大部分人都会一醒来就忘记自己做了什么梦，所以并不是笨。
So Nebuchadnezzar called his advisors, they're called magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, astrologers, they're wise men, he called them.
所以尼布海斯叫了他的哲士来帮助他，他问了那些行法术的、妖术的和占星师
And the king demanded that they interpret the dream for him.
所以国王就要求他的哲士们帮他解梦。
But he also, since he forgot the dream,He demanded they tell him what the dream was, too.
因为他忘记自己做了什么梦，所以他也要求这些谋士告诉他到底做了什么梦。
And the wise man said, well, that's unreasonable.
所以这些哲士就说，这完全是个无理的要求。
They said, that's impossible.
他说这是一个不可能完成的任务。
Mission impossible.
不可能完成的任务。
But these advisors, their response to their boss was, well, first of all, they didn't listen very good.
首先这些哲士对于他的他主人他上司的回复，首先他们并没有听得很清楚。
The king said, "I forgot the dream, so tell me the dream and interpret it."
所以王的要求是，我忘记了我的梦做的是什么，希望他们能够告诉他做了什么梦。
And the wise man said, "Okay, tell us the dream, and we'll interpret it."
所以那些哲士，但是这些哲士问王，你到底做了什么梦？告诉我们，我们能够帮你解梦。
King said, "No, you're not listening. I forgot the dream."
国王说，你完全没有听我说话，因为我是在问你们我做了什么梦。
And then the wise man again, they said, "Okay, tell us the dream, and we'll interpret it for you."
但是这些哲士继续的问说，王，你到底做了什么梦？我能够帮你们解梦。
Now, if I was the king, I would be very angry too. You're not listening.
如果我是王，我也会很愤怒，因为这些哲士根本没有听他在说什么。
He says, finally, he says, I'm going to kill you if you don't tell me the dream and interpret it.
所以国王对这些哲士最终的命令说，如果你不告诉我，我做了什么梦。杀掉你。
Well, that got the wise man's attention.
这终于让这些哲士开始听王的话。
And they said what? They complained, right? They started complaining.
所以这些哲士就开始抱怨起来了。
And then they made excuses.
然后他们就找各种各样的借口。
They said, this is too hard.
说这个任务太难了。
Nobody can do this.
没有人可以做这件事情。
Right. In fact, they said only the gods can do this, and the gods don't live among men.
然后他们抱怨说只有那些不与世同居的神明才能做这些事情。
Well, what they said was true because their gods didn't even exist.
他们说的确实是这样，因为他们的神根本就不存在。
Their gods were idols.
他们的神是那些偶像。
Their idols had no relationship or interaction with people.
他们的那些偶像神不会与人来交流，也不会与人相处。
It's one of the important things about our God. He does exist.
所以这就是其中一个很重要的观点，因为我们的神是与我们同在。
And he does interact with us.
他们神会与我们相交。
And he wants a relationship.
希望与我们建立关系。
So, what was the king's response to the advisors?
所以那王对于那些哲士到底是怎样回复的呢？
Well, the conversation, I summed it up like this.
所以这整个交流我总结为这样。
The king says, I had a dream, but I forgot it. Tell me what the dream was and interpret it for me.
所以王就说我有一个很有意义的梦，但是我忘记这个梦是什么了。你们来告诉我，并且帮我解梦。
The wise man said, that's impossible.
这些哲士说不可能。
King said, then die.
国王说那你去死吧。
Let's go to the next section. Daniel intervenes and intercedes.
让我们来下一个下一个小节。
The commander of the king's guard was sent to kill Daniel and his friends because they were wise.
国王的护卫要去杀掉但以理和他的朋友，因为他们都是王的哲士。
So how did Daniel respond to this problem?
所以但以理是怎样回复这个问题的呢？
Well, first of all, in verse 14, he spoke with wisdom.
所以在第14节他回复他是用智慧和技巧来回复的。
Then in verse 16, he went to the king to ask for time so he could interpret the dream.
然后接下来他是在16章他到国王那里去，并且请求他给更多的时间让他能够解梦。
In verse 17, he explained the situation to his friends.
然后在第十七章，他跟他的朋友解释了当时是什么情况。
In verse 18, he asked his friends to pray.
在第十八章的时候，他请他的朋友跟他一起来祷告。
In verse 19, he received an answer to their prayers.
在第十九章的时候，他收到了从主那里来的答案。
And in verses 20 to 23, he praised God.
在第二十到二十三章中，他赞美。
Daniel's response gives us an example of how we should respond to impossible situations.
但以理的这个回答给我们做了一个很好的榜样，让我们知道以后碰到这些不可能完成的任务，我们应该怎么做。
So first of all, it says that Daniel responded with wisdom.
最开始先说，但以理在回答的时候。回答用智慧和技巧来回答。
Now, Daniel could have responded like me if I was Daniel.
但以理可以像我现在这样，如果我是但以理的话，那么我可能会这样回答。
If it was me, I probably would have said something like this.
如果是我的话，我可能会这样说。
I hate my stupid boss.
我超级讨厌我这个愚蠢的老板。
I hate this stupid job.
我超级讨厌我现在的工作。
Or I hate this stupid country.
或者说我超级讨厌这个王国。
Do you ever say any of these things when problems come up?
你有没有在问题来的时候这样子抱怨过的？
Well, that's not what Daniel said.
但是这并不是但以理所说的。
The conversation was more like this, and I paraphrase the conversation.
真实的，真实但以理的回复是这样子的，我稍稍修改了一些原文。
So the captain of the king's guard was named Arioch.
所以侍卫长的名字叫做亚略。
And Arioch came to Daniel.
所以亚略来到但以理这边。
And this was their conversation.
然后这是他们的交流。
Arioch said, "Hi, Daniel. I have to kill you."
亚略说，你好，你好，但以理，我必须要杀掉你。
And Daniel said, "Hi, Arioch. I'm sorry to hear that. Why?"
然后但以理回复说，嗨，亚略你好，我非常遗憾的听到这个，但是能告诉我们为什么
？And Arioch said, "Well, the king issued a decree to put all the wise men to death."
亚略说。国王因为一些事情必须要把所有的哲士都杀掉。
And Daniel said, I see. Could you please explain why the king issued such a harsh decree?
但以理回复 说，哦，我知道了，能够解释一下为什么国王会安排这样一个非常残忍的残忍的屠杀吗？
And Arioch says, "Sure, he had this dream."
亚略就说，好的，因为他有这样一个梦。
Explain to Daniel what happened.
然后亚略会但以理解释整个故事。
And then Daniel probably said this.
然后但以理可能说了这个。
I understand. Thank you for that clear explanation.
他说，哦，我明白了，非常感谢，非常详细的解释。
Could you please give me a minute while I go talk to the king?
可不可以给我几分钟时间，我能够去跟国王说一下？
And then Arioch said, "Sure, but I'll have to kill you when you get back."
但是亚略说，好的，但是你回来的时候，我就必须要把你杀掉。
And Daniel said, "Okay, no problem, thanks."
然后但以理说，好的，没问题，那感谢了。
So, how could Arioch be angry with someone who communicated so effectively?
所以说，亚略，亚略是不可能会生气的。如果但以理是交流是这个样子的话，
Arioch did not do his job.
亚略并没有完成他的任务。
Why not?
为什么没有呢？
Because Daniel had excellent communication skills.
因为但以理有非常非常不错的交流能力。
Alright, what did Daniel not do?
丹尼尔有什么？丹尼尔没有做的呢？
Well, he didn't do what the other wise men did.
他并没有像其他的那些谋士、哲士那样说。
He didn't complain.
他没有抱怨。
He didn't criticize his boss.
他并没有评论他的老板。
He didn't make excuses.
他并没有找借口。
When Arioch came, he listened.
当亚略来的时候，他认真倾听了。
So, in a problem situation, my first tendency is to tell the other person why I'm right and he's wrong.
但是如果是我们自己碰到这样的事情的话，我们第一个想法是，我们要搞，我们总是想说明自己是对的，别人是错的。
But Daniel did not do that.
但是但以理并没有这样做。
Actually, he asked one question, and then the rest of the time he listened.
他只是问了一个问题，然后接下来时间他认真倾听。
This is a very good communication strategy.
这是一个非常好的方法，在跟别人交流的时候。
Okay, then Daniel, he, after speaking with wisdom to Arioch, he went to the king to ask for time to interpret the dream.
然后在他与亚略交流完以后，他去直接去国王那里，并且向他请求更多的时间。
Where were the other wise men?
那其他的哲士呢？
They ran and hid, right? They didn't want to be killed.
他们在逃跑和躲藏的过程中间，他们并不想被杀。
But Daniel went directly to the king to talk.
但是但以理直接去国王那里，并且与国王交流。
This took courage.
这是需要很大的勇气。
He didn't make excuses or complain.
他并没有找借口或者抱怨。
He asked for time to do what the king wanted.
他向国王请求了更多的时间来做这件事情。
When we face a difficult situation,
当我们面对非常困难的时候，
don't make excuses or complain.
不要找借口，也不要抱怨。
Say, "I'll do my best."
说我会尽我全力来做。
So, Daniel then explained the situation to his friends.
然后但以理就向他的朋友解释了这件事情。
He talked with other believers about his problem.
他向别的有他他向别的 Christians 向别的基督徒来倾诉他的问题。
We should not always try to handle difficulties by ourselves.
我 我们不一定需要把所有的问题都交给自己，让自己解决。
God has put us into a family of believers to help each other.
主把我们放在了他的家中，这个教会中，让我们有其他跟我们像一样信仰的人，能够让我们互相交流。
So it's not a sign of weakness if you tell others about your troubles.
这个就是向别人倾诉自己的问题，并不是一个把自己的弱势暴露出来的这种感觉。
It's a sign of trust in your brothers and sisters.
这是一个相信周围的朋友的一个标志。
Next, he asked his friends to pray.
接下来他请他的朋友们跟他一起祷告。
He said, pray for mercy from God in this situation.
主啊，希望向你祷告，希望你能够给我们怜悯。
And we should remember, we need to also ask each other to pray for us.
所以我们也要记得我们要常常请其他的弟兄姊妹来帮我们。
After this, Daniel received an answer to his prayer.
在这之后，但以理就收到了这个收到了神对他告诉他的答案，从祷告中。
Why did God answer Daniel's prayer?
为什么神听到了但以理的祷告呢？
God loves to answer our prayers.
因为神非常乐于给我们回复我们的祷告。
And answering Daniel's prayer was a part of God's will.
回复但以理的祷告是神所愿意的事情。
He wanted to show Daniel and the whole nation that he is the God of the impossible.
他希望告诉但以理和整个王国，他就是那个能够完成不可能的事情的神。
Jesus himself said, with man,This is impossible.
耶稣在马太福音中说过，在人是不能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
And after Daniel received an answer to his prayer, what did he do?
那么但以理在收到了神对他的回复以后，他做了什么呢？
He praised God.
他赞美神。
Okay. He didn't just run to the king with the answer right away.
他并没有直接跑到国王那里去告诉他，告诉国王他的梦是什么。
And what did he praise God for?
他赞美啊主什么呢？
Well, in verses 20 and 21 and 23, he repeats the same thing.
在第二十章一直到第二十三章之间，他不断的重复这样的赞美。
He praised God for giving him wisdom.
赞美主给他的这样的知识，这样的智慧。
God is the God of wisdom.
神是智慧的神。
And he gives wisdom to those who ask for it.
他给那些向他祷告的人智慧。
So one thing we should pray for is wisdom in our communications.
其中一个我们需要祷告的事情就是在交流中间，希望神能给我们智慧。
Notice how many different people Daniel communicated with wisely.
大家要注意一下，但以理在整个文章中间跟多少不同的人有过什么愚智的交流。
He communicated wisely with Arioch.
他与亚略有了非常好的交流。
Arioch was a co-worker.
所以亚月就是他的同工。
So we should communicate wisely with our co-workers.
所以我们需要跟我们同工有很好的交流。
He communicated wisely with his friends.
他跟他的朋友也有很好的交流。
So we too should communicate wisely with friends.
所以我们也要跟我们的朋友有好的交流。
He communicated wisely with his boss.
他跟他的老板也有很好的交流。
So we also should communicate wisely.
所以我们也需要愚智的与老板交流。
And most important, he communicated wisely with God.
然后最重要的是他跟神有很好的交流。
So should we? We should do too. Okay, so then God interprets and informs.
然后是神的解释和预示。
So what was the first thing that Daniel asked Arioch to do?
但以理第一件要亚略去做的事情是什么呢？
The first thing he said was, don't kill the other wise men.
他对亚略说不要再去杀那些哲士了。
Daniel was thinking of other people first.
但以理总是先想到别人，然后再想。
So when God answers one of your prayers, don't just think about how it can help you.
所以当希望主来回复你所说的事情的时候，不要总是想自己。
Think how it can help others.
想着怎么样能够帮助别人。
Notice what Arioch said in verse 25.
注意一下，亚略说的在第二十五章的时候说的话。
He said, "I have found a man who can interpret your dream."
亚略说，我在被掳的犹大人中遇见一人，他能够讲解，他能将梦的讲解告诉我。
Did Arioch find Daniel?
所以是亚略找到但以理吗
？No, Daniel went to Arioch and told him to do.
事实上是相反的，但以理过去跟亚略。
Arioch was taking credit for himself.
然后，但是亚略却把这功劳都捞给自己。
He said, "Look, boss, look what I found for you."
亚略说，国王看，我帮你找到了这样一个人。
You know why? He was covering himself because he didn't do his job.
他试图去。他试图去掩盖自己的过错，因为他并没有做他该做的事情。
Yeah, he didn't kill Daniel like he was supposed to, so he had to have a reason why.
因为他并没有杀掉但以理，所以他必须要找借口来解释。
Compare that with Daniel.
这在与但以理所相比较的时候。
Did Daniel take credit for interpreting the king's dream?
但以理。是不是有把这些功劳都揽到他自己身上？因为他能够解梦呢。
Did Daniel try to make himself look good in front of his boss?
但以理是不是想要把让自己显得非常优秀？在他的在国王面前。
No, the first thing he did was to give God the credit.
但并不是这样子的。但以理第一件事情做的事情就是把所有的功劳都归于主。
He even humbled himself and said, "I'm not special."
他竟然这样做，他让自己显得低贱。他说，我并没有任何特殊的能力。
He said, "God, I serve is special."
他说，我所奉侍奉的主是特别的。
Then Daniel told the king exactly what his dream was.
然后但以理就告诉了他告诉了国王他的梦是什么。
Of course, the king was amazed.
当然国王非常的惊讶。
And then Daniel said, in verse 36, notice Daniel says, we will interpret the dream for the king.
在第36章说我们会为国王来解梦。
Who is we?
那么我们是谁呢？
Well, again, Daniel is giving credit to others as well as himself.
所以说但以理他把功劳不仅归于他自己，并且
we meaning God and his friends who helped him pray.
所以他把功劳是主要给了我们的神和他的朋友。
So we know from history.That the kingdoms that relate to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar's dream were real and accurate.
我们从历史上我们是知道的，这一部贾尼撒国王他的梦中间的那个雕像是真实存在的。
So the head of gold of the statue referred to the Babylonian Empire.
所以那个黄金的头所预示的就是巴比伦王国。
The chest and arms of silver relate to the Medo-Persian Empire.
所以胸膛和手臂，银色的胸膛和手臂是预示着波斯。
Chapter 5, as well as history books, show us that the Medes and Persians conquered the Babylonians.
在第五章的时候告诉了我们，波斯王国在波斯王国打败了巴比伦王国。
The belly and thighs of bronze are the Greek Empire.
所以肚和腹这铜的部分是预示着希腊王。
The legs and feet of iron and clay refer to the Roman Empire.
所以铁的腿和足铁的腿和足铁腿和陶的足是预示着罗马帝国。
The Roman Empire started out very strong and conquered all the other empires.
罗马帝国一开始的时候非常大，并且占领了很多很多其他的国家。
But towards the end, it became weak and divided.
但是在后来的时候，它变得很弱了，并且分裂出来。
Just like the feet of iron and clay.
铁和陶的一样。
And finally, the rock and huge mountain, of course, represents God's eternal empire.
所以最后的坚实和巨大的山，预示着神的国。
So God showed the king through Daniel the history of the Middle East for the next 1,000 years.
所以但以理跟国王说的，他所做的这个梦的，整个梦是中世纪欧洲接近半个世纪的这个历史。
Okay, then finally, what happened? Nebuchadnezzar praises and promotes.
所以最终尼布甲尼撒国王他赞美并且给但以理升职。
The king was so amazed that he fell on his face before Daniel and worshipped him.
所以国王非常非常的惊讶，并且他低下头来来拜但以
理。He gave glory to God as Daniel had done.
他给神荣耀，在但以理所做的事情之后。
He promoted Daniel to rule the entire province of Babylon and gave him valuable gifts.
他任职但以理去掌管整个巴比伦王国，并且。
Now, if it was me, I would have been all about the gifts.
如果是我的话，我会很在乎那个上等的礼物。
Yeah, King, I could use a new chariot.
说国王啊，我希望能够要更好的礼物。
And maybe a nice sword.
或者是一个非常好的剑。
Not Daniel.
但是但以理并不是这样。
Again, he thought of others first.
再一次的但以理想到了他其他的朋友。
The king promoted Daniel to this higher position, but Daniel asked for jobs for his friends.
国王让但以理升职了到这个很高的地位，他第一件事情想的是给他的朋友们也提升职位。
Because he knew that ruling a province was very difficult.
因为他知道掌管整个省是非常非常困难。
And so he asked for help from other believers.
所以他向其他的跟他有一样信仰的朋友们去寻求帮助。
Again, we see how Daniel trusted other believers.
所以我们可以看到但以理是这样相信的。
Who else was affected? Besides Daniel and his friends.
那么还有哪些其他人也被影响了？
All the wise men of Babylon.
所有的哲士在巴比伦，所有的哲士。
Daniel saved their lives.
但以理保存了他们的生命。
This shows us that when God answers our prayers, it's not just for us.
这就说明了当神回复我们。
The It's for the benefit of others.
它不仅仅是帮助了我们自己，并且也帮助了其他人。
And it's to help them to know that God is really the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以这个能够让其他的人，那些不是那些得益的人，知道就是我们的神是万神的神。
Okay, so what do we learn from this?
所以我们学到了什么呢？
Well, God sometimes puts us into impossible situations.
所以神有时候确实会把我们放在那些不可能完成的任务中。
You see, the dream was from God.
所以你知道，那个整个那个梦是从神那里来的。
God caused this impossible situation for Daniel.
所以神真正的造成了这个整个。不可能完成的任务在但以理身上。
How do we know?
那么我们怎么知道呢？
Because the dream was true.
因为这个梦是真的。
And only God knows the future.
只有神才知道未来会发生什么。
He predicted it accurately through the dream.
他预测非常准确。
So also we learn that God has a plan when he puts us.Into an impossible situation.
所以神有他的计划。如果我们在不可能完成任务中，要记得神有他的计划。
He wants to teach us and help us grow.
他希望能够教导我们，并且让我们成长。
But as I mentioned earlier, he also wants to bless others.
在同时，他也希望在这个不可能完成任务中能够帮助到其他人。
So, what else do we learn about what we need to do?
那么我们之前，那么我们在中学的，从中学到了什么我们应该要做的呢？
Well, we need to communicate effectively like Daniel.
第一点，我们需要能够有很好的交流，有效的交流的方法。
We need to trust God to help us do the impossible.
第二点，我们需要能够相信主。帮助我们来解决这些不可能完成的事情。
We need to humble ourselves and give God the glory.
我们必须要谦卑自己，让其他人的神得到荣耀。
And we need to think of others, not just ourselves.
并且我们能够常常想到别人，而不是自己。
God puts us sometimes into impossible situations.
所以神有时候会把我们放在不可能。完成的任务或者事情中。
He does this to help us to realize we need him.
他这样做是因为他希望我们能够知道我们需要他。
He also does this to give us an opportunity to help others.
他做这件事情的时候，因为他会希望我们能够帮助其他的人。
And he does it to bring us to new levels of faith and courage.
他这样做是让我们能够进入。一个更高的相信和勇气的阶段。
So even though I greatly admire Tom Cruise in the Mission Impossible movies,
虽然我非常的赞赏汤姆·克鲁斯在《碟中谍》电影中做的事情
，I admire Daniel even more.
但是我更加的赞赏戴伊这样做的事。
He's a true example for us as a good Christian.
他是我们作为一个很好的。基督徒